This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you find something out about somebody every day, right? You just like, wow,
yeah.
I can't understand how this person does this or why they do it. And you just stand there and I can just utter shock when I found this out today. And I was like, what the? So I come to find out that Al decides before he gets out of the car every morning that he puts a body camera on, like he's some sort of policeman or something. And I'm like, what? How far does he have to walk? And what are we doing here? So, like, are you playing like Al Duke Street Cop or something?
No, but doing? Ever since I had that incident where the guy in the bicycle karate kicked my car door and stuff.
Yeah.
I thought I'm going to get a dash cam because I saw all these like cool things online. People with dash cams, you see when there's trouble, like someone tries to fake an accident with you.
Oh, yeah. 100%, yes.
So when I looked online on like Amazon to try to buy a dash cam, there were so many. And every time I read a review, I could be talked out of it, all this stuff. So I just thought, ooh, you know, I could use a body cam for when I get out of my car. So I turn it on when I get in New York City. And then once I get to get out of the car, I strap it to myself. And then that way, if anything happens to me, I'll have it on video.
Yeah. I mean, do you go home and you break down the video at all? Do you go over it and watch it like you're watching a football game or something?
Well, I haven't needed to yet. I've gone back and looked because I had one time a man in a fur coat on a bicycle drove past me. So I wanted to see that. Then I had one where a man in the street, maybe just last week, was screaming at me randomly for no reason. So then I'll go back and I'll look just to see that I have it positioned properly on me. And because at first I was strapping it on my head.
Yeah, I was going to say you strapped it on your
head. And that's too high. That is too high of an angle.
Yeah.
So the chest level. It's now, really good. It was only $35.
And it's like a GoPro, that type of thing?
Yeah, I guess it clips on. It's got a clip on. And then you plug
it's
it into
battery your, operated?
Yeah, rechargeable. Then you
right.
you plug it into your computer and take the videos off of it.
So how much time will it tape? How much room does it have for that?
I'm not sure it does. So each file is 5 minutes long.
Do you have to clear it every day?
No, I clear it about every 2 weeks or so because I'm only using it for my, you know, my 2-block walk.
Do you put it on when you go to your car after work?
No.
Okay.
It's only in the morning because you never know what you're going to run
right.
into.
It's only at my very early morning walking in.
And how long have you been doing this?
Probably 2 months.
Oh, okay.
So this
is why I hadn't heard about it before.
Yeah, it's relatively new.
Yeah.
I've just perfected it, like where the placement is on my strap and all that stuff.
So it's on your man bag strap.
Yes.
I mean, is there another kook?
No.
No. I want to say this gently.
Okay.
Somewhat well-adjusted individual?
I think he's well-adjusted. I think he's got a good heart. I just think he's got a few quirks.
Yeah, but who is doing that? Like, is there anybody who's not a police officer that is, or a documentarian who is strapping a body cam on them just in case they get attacked?
In this, you know, 21 million person tri-state area, you don't think there are other freakazoids like this?
Well, I think like a guy who maybe is a delivery guy on a bike. Maybe he has that.
Well, he should have it because, you know, if he runs into somebody or somebody runs into him or he's going the wrong way down the street or something, you know, who knows?
But, I mean, the short walk in which Al has from his car to the place, I mean, that's really...
Two blocks of intensity.
It could be eventful, those two blocks.
It could be. It's dark.
Yeah.
You know, especially when the springtime and the summer comes around, it's warm outside.
Yeah, a lot of stragglers from the bars, you know, people that don't go to work.
Some other, you know... unfortunate people that are out there on the street that have mental issues.
Yes.
Along with Al.
Along with Al, yes.
That are on the street with their body.
But Al does a good
care.
Job of controlling those mental issues.
Yeah, no, for sure. But are you hoping, I know this is a weird question, are you hoping that something happens
no.
that you could get this on the body
no.
cam and be like, see, look.
No, no, no. I don't want to be a part of anything.
That would be right. great to get it to go viral. It'd be awesome. You're all about getting it to go viral, right?
Not for that reason.
Not
for like an incident in New York City. No.
Well, we kind of went viral with that subway thing when those shirtless dudes were dancing around you,
and you were sitting there.
That was great.
That was unbelievable. It's like they knew that it was you on that subway train.
Yeah.
Is it the last subway you were on?
No, I took a subway up to the Craig Hall of Fame thing.
Oh, you did,
but only because you know, with C-Mac, who looked.
Big.
He was in a suit and he looked just like he meant business. So yeah, I felt
like he
better.
He could have been like your...
Like an off-duty police
officer. Muscle. He could have been like your muscle.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Eddie, you were about to say something there? You popped your mic on?
Yes, I was. And now it's gone.
But I recommend this for anyone who's like a jogger. If you run at night.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if you're a woman who's running at night, and I've
you should
seen,
be doing it.
Yeah, I also saw, like, you know what's just, this is a weird thing, but like, so today, this happened. So I see a young woman coming up the sidewalk as I'm about to cross the street to get to the door we go in. And, like, we're the only two people around. So when I see her, I make sure I dart across the street so she doesn't think that I'm some sort of sicko. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, because we're the only two people out here. You know, why am I out here at this hour?
Was she running?
She looked like she was working out. She was walking at the time, but she was in a workout outfit. So maybe she was just doing a little combination, whatever.
Every now and again, you'll see people are around here, young women running.
Right, I know.
By themselves, down these streets. And I'm like, what are you doing?
So, like, even though my normal route was to pass her if she wasn't there, I changed my route just to be like, listen, it's okay. I'm not a weirdo, like in a passive way, as opposed to going, hey, I'm not a weirdo. I'm not going to attack you.
If you said, hey, I'm not a weirdo, I'm not going to attack you, I would think that you are a weirdo for saying that.
Yeah, so then I just sort of let her know, like, hey, it's okay. I'm going over here.
You took whatever agita she may have had at that moment. Maybe she doesn't have any. Maybe she's not aware of it.
Yeah. But
the other thing, too, is running around with the headsets on.
Yeah, you don't know. You don't hear anything. Yeah, I know. But I could see someone wearing a body cam doing that. If you're a woman running in the middle of the night, you wear a body cam.
If you're a guy like Al running in the middle of the night, you want to wear a body cam.
I mean, before he figured out to put it on his chest, the visual of him sitting in his car before he's getting out of it and strapping a camera to the top of his head like he's a miner. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I wanted that to work, but... But then I thought, well, I can't have that for the summer. So the way I have it set up now is perfect for all seasons because I carry that man bag all year round.
And you strap it over your shoulder, like crossway, like you're a crossing guard.
So picture
and
I have.
It's right there, man. It's perfect.
Yeah, so I have that on. I have the pepper spray in my one hand. I mean, I have, and my head on a swivel.
You are locked and loaded, as they say. Yeah, I could see it. You know, smart by you. I can't sit here and criticize somebody for running in the middle of the morning. And then not sit here and support Al and what he's trying to do to keep himself safe.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that a young woman alone running multiple blocks is a little bit different than, you know, a man in his 50s walking a block to work who's already got weapons on him.
Well, he's had a couple of run-ins.
I will say that if you're doing this in the morning, you should do it after the show as well. Because, I mean, you know, craziness on the street knows no time. It's just, it could happen at any point. So I would strap that thing on too, leaving work, because you never know. I mean, I've had the issues leaving here with someone going nuts.